Welcome to our board meeting for the month of May. Welcome to the front row, all of you that are sitting there.
It's like church. Nobody wants to sit in front there.
Before we begin with the agenda for the night, can we, Mr. Brian Conroy will lead us in a moment of silence and the pledge.
Please stand. Moment of silence, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and again, welcome. Starting off, we have to approve the agenda. Are there any, do I need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor of approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Moving ahead to Student of the Month, Dr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Dahl. We have one of our Students of the Month here this evening, and I will actually work my way backwards tonight since we have our Senior Learner of the Month. Our Senior Learner of the Month is Hope Monderwitz. Hope, if you wouldn't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Stempkowski. Hope is the daughter of Rochelle and Dwayne Allgaier of Denver, Pennsylvania. She has taken several honors courses, maintained honor roll status, and is currently enrolled in our dual enrollment program. Hope is also a member of our cheerleading squad and a member of the class of 2022 officers. So, ladies and gentlemen, Hope Monderwitz. Our trait of the month is that of compassion, and as you can tell from Hope's smile, she has a lot of compassion. So, our junior student of the month was Sarah Babb, Jr. She was our junior student of the month. She is the daughter of Charles and Kendra Babb of Narbonne. Sarah has taken several honors courses throughout the years and maintained honor roll status. She is also a member of our marching band and rifle team. Emma Felpel is our sophomore learner of the month. Emma is the daughter of Rebecca and Anthony Felpel of New Holland, Pennsylvania. Emma has taken several Keystone courses and received honor roll since seventh grade, and Emma is a member of our soccer and lacrosse teams. And then finally, our freshman learner of the month is Serena Troop. Serena is the daughter of Tina Troop of Denver, Pennsylvania. Serena has taken several Keystone classes and received honor roll since seventh grade as well. Ladies and gentlemen, our students of the month. I also have a special presentation tonight. It is my distinct honor to introduce to you our National Merit Scholarship finalist. Ani, if you wouldn't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Stempkowski for me. Would you mind going over to Dr. Stempkowski? Thanks. Ani is, as I mentioned, our National Merit Scholarship finalist. This is the first scholarship finalist that we have had since I have been here as principal. So, Ani's making me look really, really good. And the district as well. Just a little bit about Ani. Ani is attending the University of Pittsburgh in the fall, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he is getting into biochemistry. Is it, Ani?
Biomedical
engineering. So he will be keeping me alive probably in the very near future. But just a little background of the National Merit Scholarship. It was established in 1955, and the initial fund was $20 million granted by the Ford Foundation, and $500,000 a grant from the Carnegie Corporation of New York. The National Merit Scholarship Program endeavors to recognize academic achievement and grant undergraduate scholarship to able high school students based on their performance on the preliminary SAT National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, or in other words, the PSAT NMSQT. Some interesting facts just about Ani's recognition tonight. There are more than 2 million students who took the PSAT NMSQT in 2021. About 15,000 of those are recognized as finalists. So in other words, Ani is in the top 1% of academic performers who took that test. Ladies and gentlemen, Ani Kulkarni. I might also add he is here with his lovely family tonight, too.
So it is our pleasure every month to recognize and acknowledge the accomplishments of the learners here in Elanco. And to both of you as seniors, I want to wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors. I hope that you feel that Garden Spot High School has prepared you well. And based on what we've learned tonight from Dr. Sanger, you are certainly academically ready for success in anything you try. So best of luck on behalf of all of us, and thank you for all you're doing for Garden Spot High School.
Yeah, I also extend my congratulations to both the student of the month as well as our finalist here. Any other comments from the board? All right, hearing none, we have another special presentation from FFA.
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Ew, okay.
What's our average height here?
All right. Well, good evening. Thank you so much for giving us time to speak on behalf of the Agriculture Department. My name is Katie Rankin. I'm one of the agriculture teachers and FFA advisors. I'll be starting us off very quickly this evening, just talking a little bit about our Agriculture Department and our philosophy and how we're structured and designed. And then you'll hear from these four beautiful ladies to the left of me about their journey and the agriculture programs impact in their lives, and then my co-teacher Ashley Pearson will round us out for the evening. So with that being said, up on the screen to the right up there, we have what we call our three-circle model. This is how we structure our program. We look at a successful total ag program encompassing classroom, laboratory instruction as one circle, our supervised ag experience, and we really like acronyms in the agriculture department, so we call this our SAE. You can think about it as a co-op, internship, passion project. Anything would be similar or interchangeable with the acronym SAE. And then the third piece, which is our FFA organization. You can see that all three circles are of equal size, and in the middle we have Ag Ed. And what we look at for a complete total agriculture student is engagement in all three. And just to provide you an example of what that looks like, in my plant science course, we learn a variety of different skills and knowledge. And so if I have a student that's interested in pursuing plant science more, I encourage them into the FFA, and they could look to compete in an event such as floriculture. And they would take those knowledge and skills, and they would continue to expand them. There's individual components, there's team components, so it allows for cooperation and teamwork, collaboration skills. They could go into a public speaking event, and they could pick a topic that they're passionate about. Again, stick with that plant science example, maybe small growing in an urban setting. And then they can write a 5 to 8 minute speech, and they will present that. So they compete against students all across the state. They have to win at a county, regional, and then state, and then hopefully national level to move on. So we look at that FFA piece as a place to apply and expand that classroom instruction, laboratory instruction. The third piece is that SE, and again, sticking with plant science as the example, students interested, we could send them over to a floral shop. We could have them do an in-house research project, either in our greenhouse or at home. We could place them in a greenhouse, and again, they can grow, learn, and experience. And so when we have someone that finds an interest, or they just have an interest in building themselves and their resume, maybe that's just a leadership or a communications competition. I chair a employment skills CDE at the state level, and it's all interview, correspondence, preparation, and application. So our goal is really to prepare students so that they're career ready. And so I think I kind of touched on all those points. The big one up there is the intracurricular. We're not extracurricular, but all three of our circles really intertwine. And so when we develop our curriculum and we look at our students, we go, okay, how can we really get them to engage in all three of them. So with that being said, I'm going to invite Abby O'Neill up, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Abigail O'Neill. 1 year ago, I actually stood in front of you as a high school senior, and I talked about my experiences. And today, I stand in front of you as the Pennsylvania FFA State President. and a proud alumni of the Garden Spot Agriculture Department. Now, in the last year, I've deferred 1 year of college to focus solely on serving the FFA. During this time, I've gotten to work closely with my 6 teammates from across the state. I've gotten to go into over 50 high schools across the Commonwealth, and I've got to meet with many agriculture industry professionals to promote agriculture education. Now, through each of these experiences, I've gotten to see the value of the program we have here at Garden Spot. Each and every day, I've been blessed to be a part of this program and call it home, and I've had many great experiences through it. Some of the most notable ones, I got to go to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, to learn and grow at the Washington Leadership Conference and be a better advocate for my community and my program. I also got to attend the National FFA Convention and learn from students from across the country about leadership. Now, in each of those, I accredit my successes to this program and the experiences that I've had because of my teachers. They've encouraged me in my projects, my supervised agricultural experiences. I worked in a research project looking at soil moisture and its relation to chlorine levels in water. I also worked at a local tavern and focused on food service and sanitation. And through each of those, I was able to earn my American FFA degree this fall. Now, this degree is highly coveted in the national organization, and less than 1% of FFA members earn it. So I will go to earn that this fall, and I would like to thank my ag teachers for helping me to get to this point. As I head into my final months as a state officer, I'm excited to see what all the Grassland FFA members will achieve at the state convention. This June, you can actually tune in live on Pennsylvania FFA's YouTube channel. Now, Allison is up for a proficiency award, and Madison and Ajaya are both competing, so if you want to see how they do, make sure to tune in. As this comes to a close, I would also like to note that because of my ag teachers and what they've given me, I'll be headed into agricultural and extension education at Penn State University, hoping to become an ag teacher, hopefully as great as the two that I've had. So before I hand it over to Allison, I just want to thank each of you for your support of agricultural education. I want to thank you for all that you do for our students, and I want to thank you for your service on this board. Without further ado, I'll give it over to our chapter secretary, Allison Zimmerman.
Like Abby said, my name is Allison Zerman. I'm a senior here at Garden Spot High School, and I've been in agriculture education here and FFA for 4 years of high school. So just a little bit of background. I first got into FFA just kind of like every high school student. My friends kind of did it. And also my family is rooted in agriculture. I grew up on a dairy farm and was very interested in agriculture, so I decided to give it a shot. So right now I serve as the chapter secretary, and I've done that for 2 years, as well as the reporter, and I also serve on the Lancaster County FFA team as the vice president. So it's a great way to get involved in not only this school, but I also have been able to connect with other schools and kind of get to know people in the agriculture industry, and I think that's something that I will never take for granted. So going into what I've kind of done in FFA, like Ms. Rank was saying, that we have many different areas you can take and many different avenues. So I've kind of focused on ag communications. And as you can see, we're all kind of holding these flags, and you're probably all wondering what we are doing. But it's actually a competition called Ag Issues. So we research an ag issue, and then we kind of dig deeper in how to solve this issue and kind of figure out a way this could benefit agriculture. So on our project, we did it on the African swine fever, and we all kind of researched a different country's point of view. So it's a great way to figure out kind of where international agriculture can play into our own community. And then I also did many public speaking events. I've done creed speaking, ex-temp speaking, and then prepared public speaking. So all of them have been great. In a way to, like, even me standing up here today, I don't know. It's been very impactful in my life. So another thing that I've done is do my SAE project. At my SAE, I work at a local ag business, Homestead Nutrition. So through my SAE, I got to kind of work my way up through the ranks, and I started as, like, an intern, and now I handle some accounting work. I do all the event coordinating. And then I write sales orders and different things like that. So it's been really interesting seeing how FFA has kind of directly impacted my career, working as a team, and just being a better professional in the workforce. So, yeah, just wrapping it up, FFA has kind of just been a building block for my career, and it's also helped me land a job after high school. So I'll be working full-time there. So without FFA, I don't think I would have the skills to be hired there, and be impactful in my own community. So I will turn it over to Maddie.
Hello, my name is Madison Myers. I'm currently 17 and a junior here at Garden Spot. I currently reside as Grasslands Historian, and next year I'll be the Parliamentarian, and I was just elected for Lancaster County's president team. So just a little bit about part of my history for FFA is my SAE project, as we've talked about, and a little bit as Mrs. Rank talked about, is my breeding and showing pigs production pigs on my family's farm. A couple pictures up there are of my grand champion pig last year and a litter we had a couple years ago. And then in the bottom middle is a project pig that I had for last year that actually that's one of the things I that was my project that I completed last year that I was able to work with feeding, and I used skills that I learned in classes that to conduct that project. So actually that's one of my favorite things about FFA. It has been the learning opportunities that I've been able to take through our classes and competitions, and then the many leadership opportunities I've been able to grow within myself, and then be able to take that the things that I've learned in my classes and apply them to my everyday life that I use in on my farm, in my house, and just the different things that I do throughout my day. And it's been it's been great to be able to just take this hands-on and apply it in a way that I live on a farm, so I use it in a different way than some other people might not be able to. And then one of my other favorite things about FFA is just the community. I love being able to work with my friends and be able to grow together as a team. I've grown as a person being able to just work with them and develop my team skills and working individually and as a team. And that's on the bottom left there is my officer team for this year, and it's been great to just be able to grow with them and to grow as a team and bond together as a team. And I know Abby talked about WLC and the different competition and opportunities there, but in the top middle is our trip that we took to SLLC this past March. That's one of the – it was – a state legislative leadership conference that we were able to go and learn about the delegate process. So there's so many different areas that we can just go and explore, and it's just been a great opportunity to be able to go to these different things and learn about all different areas of life that we can apply in many different ways. I'm now going to pass it over to Ajaya.
Hi. Oh, wrong way. Okay, there we go. Hi, my name is Ajaya Fox. I'm a sophomore this year and currently serving as the Grassland FFA Sentinel. And with that being said, I struggled with behavioral issues from elementary school into middle school. Once I got into high school, everything changed. I took Ag 1, which is an FFA class, not realizing what FFA was. I became close with Mrs. Rank and my friends in that class as well. FFA has given me a second choice. I have learned many leadership opportunities, like going to the elementary schools, which you can see in the top left picture over there, to read a book to the elementary schools about and then I did an educational craft after. I've gotten to experience pretty neat things while in FFA, like going to a convention called ACES, where you stay overnight at a hotel and go through activities on how to advocate for FFA and how to grow leadership. Meanwhile, getting to meet new people from other FFA chapters. FFA has given me many opportunities, which I'm thankful for. I don't think I would be who I am today without my FFA, without FFA and the friendships that I created. And Mrs. Rank and Mrs. Pearson, of course, telling me to run for an officer position my freshman year. I will also serve as the Grassland FFA reporter for the 2022 to 2023 school year as well. FFA has become a family that I'm truly thankful for and that I love dearly. Thank you. And now I will pass it on to Mrs. Pearson.
Hello, everybody. Okay, Okay. I'll get this, I promise, one of these days. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Ashley Pearson. I am one of the FFA and agriculture teachers here at Garden Spot, and I'm here to talk to you guys about our agriculture program certifications and experiences and what kind of impact our program and our membership has made on not only the community, the school, but also just within each other. So Katie Rank and myself have a common goal, and our goal is to provide adequate experiences, field trip experiences, certifications, and learning labs for all students who come into our ag program and join our membership. We feel that it is very important to give these opportunities to each and every single student, so that way they may either harness those skills that they learn from either of these certifications, field trips, or learning labs, or take small aspects of that and utilize that in the future. So as you can see on the screen, we have several certifications that we use throughout all of our courses. We have our Serve Safe Food Handlers in Food Science, Private Pesticide Applicators License in Plant Science, the NSTMOP, which I do on the side for any student who is interested in going into that field, Youth for the Quality Care of Animals in Animal Science, OSHA Agriculture for Ag 2, and OSHA Vet and Health for Veterinary Science. Our learning labs include greenhouse, the rabbit shed, and the food and things that we do throughout the food science department or food science class. In the greenhouse, we do things like the spring plant sale, the poinsettia sale, and the Spartan ponics, which we utilize our tower gardens to grow vegetation, herbs, spices for people within the community and also our teachers. The rabbit shed, we have a rabbit breeding and adoption program where we utilize all of the animal science classes and utilize the rabbits within that rabbit shed. And in food science, research and development projects where they develop a food truck fair there, they create their own foods and have all the faculty and staff at the high school try these foods. Some of our field trip experiences that we go on either every other year or every year are the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. We go to Disney World in Florida to experience many of their agriculture-based programming. Eastern States Exposition in Massachusetts, Longwood Gardens, Philadelphia Flower Show, Kreider Farms, and we plant the planters on Main Street in New Holland. We go to the Wolf Sanctuary, PA Farm Show, Stroud Research Center, and the FFA Leadership Conferences, which are a lot. And one of our achievements that we're very proud of is we've had two Grassland FFA members on the state nominating committee. And what happens with that, we actually have our third. What happens with that is that students go through an extensive application process to go to the Pennsylvania State FFA Convention. And together as a group, they vote and interview the slate for the upcoming Pennsylvania FFA officers, and we currently have our third who is going right here in June to pick the next slate. And the next one, the program impact, as you can see, we have a lot. I won't go through each and every single one of them, but you can see here, if you saw our presentation last year, these numbers have significantly grown. We currently are now up to 6 American degrees at the national level, and as Abby O'Neill had stated before, less than 1% of students or members get their American degrees or earn their American degrees, and we have 6 since 2017-2018. Up to 45 Green Hand degrees, 37 Chapter degrees, 32 Red Rose degrees, and all the way down, you can see the amount of scholarships that many of our students won, down to proficiency awards, grants, first place at states, 2 state officers, 8 Lancaster County FFA officers, and 1 national FFA officer candidate. Also, not only to include our FFA member success, but we can also include our program success. We have over $25,000 in grants through nonprofit organizations. Many of our equipment that we have obtained in our department, such as the floor-cooler hydroponic system, aquaponic system, and the veneer lab equipment have been received or have been bought with these grants that we have written. Mrs. Rank and myself have been, in our department, have actually been nominated twice for the state nomination for Outstanding Secondary Agriculture Program. 100% of our agriculture students have supervised agricultural experiences. We've had our instructors, instructor award winners at state and national levels, and we are currently holding the place for the 2nd largest FFA chapter in the state. So things that we are very, very proud of, and could not do it without the our wonderful members and our students and our officers. So all that you see here is because of them, and we take great pride in our student success. So that is the end of our presentation. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to present to you and to the community. And if you would like to follow us on social media, we have our Instagram, Facebook, and website, and you can connect with us and see what's going on in our everyday lives and even in the classroom. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
I have one question, and forgive me if you mentioned it, but do you guys have any interaction with the elementary schools?
Yes.
And do you?
Yeah, in case there's someone listening online, if you don't mind.
Yes, we do. So I think it was in December, our officer team went out and we got some books that were during the winter, some like books that you can get, cute little kids' books. And then we looked at them, and then we made a craft out of them that could be educational. So we got some ag books and turned a craft into that. So then we drew our members in. We got little groups. We went out on 2 days. One day we went out to New Holland and Brecknock, and we read to them, and then we did our craft for 45 minutes. We got to engage with them, which was a really neat opportunity, and we all loved it. So we're planning on, of course, doing that again because we just loved it. And then the next day we went to Blue Ball because that school is bigger. So we got to do that with them, and we really enjoyed it, and we found it really useful too. Start them young.
I was going to ask you, you have any questions about the FFA program? Did any of the kids have any questions about any of the students in the elementary have any questions about getting involved in FFA when they get out of elementary?
Not that I know of, not that I heard of, but I hope someday that there is.
Sure.
We also had another one, Ag Awareness, where at Brubaker Park we host them, and we draw our members in again. And we do little stations during around Brubaker Park. And all New Holland, Brecknock, and Blue Ball all come together during the day. This is when high schoolers just take the day off. And we wake up early in the morning, go to Brubaker Park. They come. We teach them. We get to meet all of them. And it's just a neat opportunity. My station was animals. So I got to work with Madison and my other teammate, Riley. She's not here. But we had rabbits. We had goats. We usually have a horse. But it was unfortunately wet, so he couldn't be there, but the kids loved it, and it was great. So yeah, we do Ag Awareness also every year as well, so we love getting elementary kids involved. It's really great. It's a neat opportunity as well.
Any other comments on the board? No. My only comment is fantastic presentation, and you guys, your public speaking skills are on point. I mean, it is pretty impressive. The two teachers as well. They're expected that. But the four of you have a lot to be proud of just with the presentation. So good job. I appreciate it.
I just like to add one thing to what you said there, John. You know, a few years ago, we had three former FFA members on the school board at the same time. So you never know. Maybe so many years from now, you might be sitting up here behind these tables. And it lays a foundation for you going forward, and whether it be at the township, at the borough level, wherever, the leadership skills you learn in FFA, it never goes away, and you can use that at all stages of your life.
Yeah. And if you do join the board, Tom may still be here on the board. So,
I do have one. So Madison, right? So the pig wins, and then no more?
Pig goes off to market.
Good, okay.
That's a good answer.
Beautiful pig.
All right, any other comments from the board? All right, thank you all. Appreciate it. Moving ahead to the consent agenda.
Excuse me, Mr. Dahl.
Yeah.
One of our students of the month is here now, not here earlier, and Dr.
Fantastic.
Sanger would like to introduce.
By all means.
tell you what, these guys make my chest puff up a little bit as a principal, so thank you guys. Our freshman student of the month snuck in while I was sitting down, so I apologize. Serena, if you wouldn't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Snipkowski, he's over here. Serena Troop is our freshman student of the month, and as I had mentioned, she is the daughter of Tina Troop from Denver, Pennsylvania. She's taken several Keystone courses and has been on honor roll since seventh grade. So ladies and gentlemen, Serena Troop.
Thank you. And I misspoke earlier. I promise I wasn't trying to skip over the citizens' comments, but we'll go to citizens' comments now. We have three tonight here in person. Keep in mind, we welcome the citizens of the district or parents who have children within the district to come and speak to us. We limit it to five minutes, which will be kept on a timer for you. And all we ask is that you come to the microphone and state your name so that we know exactly who you are. And keep it limited to the scope of what the board is able to address. So that being said, first up is Neil Martin.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to address the board. And I want to first off say thank you for your service, for the many moments of scratching your head and wondering, is there a good outcome to some of these perplexing things that come our way? It's good to hear at a school board meeting some really good news and some successes from our students, and I know you all as a board have made lots of hard work to make that happen, and the administration want to thank you for your hard work at making these things happen, and so also we know that the students also do their part, and but they need that right environment in order to grow, to use a ag analogy. But I would also like to just take a moment to pray for the board and the school district. Father God, thank you for the successes that we can share, for those students who apply themselves and the hard work of teachers and administration and the school board in making that happen. Father, we pray for your continued wisdom and blessing on our teachers, on our administration, and on our school board, even tonight as they meet and make decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Neil. Next up is Michelle Good.
My name is Michelle Good, and I live in New Holland. I cannot say enough positive things about the staff at New Holland Elementary School. They truly go the extra mile for all of our students. They encourage our students to no end. They listen to their problems and offer support when necessary. They are the consistent adults kids are lacking at home. But some students carry a heavy load into the classrooms every day. With homelessness, bouncing between homes, loss of a parent's job, divorce, abandonment, anxiety, incarcerated parents, addicted or alcoholic parents, abuse, depression, suicide, or illness of a family member. These experiences are producing anger, resentment, depression, withdrawal, and hatred in the students, and they don't know how to handle those feelings. Students will act out inappropriately to be seen or heard. This includes being disrespectful to staff, bullying, inappropriate language, bathroom vandalism, fights, and aggressive behaviors that lead to room clears. This is not fair to any of our students nor the staff. We need more adults in the building to be available for all of our students. We need to be more proactive in dealing with behavior instead of reactive. Our teachers can only do so much with consequences. We need the administration to step up and give appropriate consequences to support the staff. We expect our teachers to deal with content, planning, grading, parent communication, behaviors, mental health, home life issues, trauma, data, meetings, and technology with very little support. The lack of substitutes has led to overworked teachers missing their prep time due to contingency. The lack of prep contingency is not a sustainable plan for having no substitutes. The lack of prep time causes our teachers to miss valuable time with their families in the evening and on weekends to catch up on grading and planning. They are stretched way too thin. Their load is way too heavy. We don't expect our dentist to service our car engine. Why do we expect our teachers to do everything? We just celebrated Teacher Appreciation Week. The donuts and sentimental emails were nice, but to truly show our appreciation, this school board and administration really needs to support our staff with better policies and decisions. Our students deserve to have more guidance counselors, behavioralists, and therapists to help them with the mental health and home life traumatic issues. Our students and staff deserve to feel safe in the classroom after a room clear has just happened. Our students and staff deserve building substitutes to lower the chances of contingency. Some primary students cannot handle the stress of not knowing who is not with them for the day or for the instructor to switch out every hour. Our students deserve lower class sizes and an aide for each of the elementary grades so they get more individualized instructional attention. We need to take endless meetings and paperwork off of the teachers so they have adequate time to plan effective lessons. We need a better plan than contingency for coverage. We need to bring teachers and support staff to the table where decisions are being made and follow their advice. Our teachers have more training, qualifications, and experience than a parent could ever dream of. It's time to respect them as professionals. The more support and resources we give our students to succeed now, the better chance they have at being a positive and productive citizen for our community later. Give our students and the staff the support they deserve. To the staff in the district, I don't know all of you, but I appreciate you. For those of you who keep showing up and engaging students, I appreciate you. For those of you who are struggling with physical or mental health issues, I appreciate you. For those of you who are having car, home, or daycare issues, I appreciate you. For those of you balancing work and child rearing or caring for a family member, I appreciate you. For those of you who are barely making it through the day due to behavioral problems, I appreciate you. For those of you who are stressed that you're behind on content, I appreciate you. For those of you who are doubting if you should stay in education, I appreciate you. And for those of you who are leaving at the end of this year or thinking about it, can I have 30 more seconds, please?
Is the board okay with that? So be it.
For those of you who are thinking about leaving at the end of this year or thinking about it, I appreciate you and will miss you. I have been where you are, and I understand the daily struggle. It's not an easy one, but you have to make the best decision for yourself and your family. And for those of you who will return next year, I appreciate you, and I'll be here supporting you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Brian Hauer.
Hello, board. Been a long time, and appreciate your service. And I come to you tonight, as many of you know, I am an educator, 20-plus years, and teach at the school district of Lancaster and McCaskey High School. I'm a very big advocate for education and public education. And as stewards of this public entity, I bring to you something that I would like you to, you're probably aware of it, but I want to bring to your attention a little bit more about it. There's a House bill called 2169 that was just passed by the House. And this bill will take state funding from public schools where students need it the most and give it to private and religious schools. Now, I'm not against private and religious schools, but I'm against our public money going to private and religious schools. All right? Now, this is a shockingly irresponsible tuition bill, voucher bill that has been proposed that will end up hurting our district and wasting our taxpayers' money. Now, what does the bill do? Well, it does the following. The tuition voucher could be used to pay tuition at private and religious schools and cover books and other materials they need. Parents would have the option of having this on a credit debit card. Now, here's where the problem comes. They could say that they're going to use it for a private school and then maybe use it or not. They could go to Disney World and use the money. It is giving to them. There's no accountability for it. And that's coming from your taxpayer money. Okay? So that's one of the things. Another thing is the bill lacks the academic accountability beyond a little survey that they asked for. Now, these vouchers could be used, like we said, to pay tuition for private and religious schools or other diverted expenses. But there's no accountability for the funds to be spent. There are no income limits. This is what gets me, too, that somebody that makes $1 million a year could apply for this voucher as well and use it to pay for a private school that they can afford. And they're going to use your public school funds to do it even when they can afford it. And there's, again, no accountability. It's hard to imagine a worse voucher bill out there than the one that's at 2169. And here's what I want to tell you that relates locally. Two of our local House representatives voted yes on this. They voted yes to take money from our district and put into this. Representative Zimmerman and Greiner both voted yes on it. And Senator Ament is on touting it now and being pressured from it. You know where they're pressured? From the billionaires of the tax against public education. There's these billionaires putting money into the back pockets of Zimmerman, Greiner, and Ament to vote for voucher bills. And this is what's happening, and it's going to affect our district. So I know the School Board Association is totally against this. I know you have a legislative person on here who's probably aware of it. But I would ask for you to talk to Zimmerman, talk to Ament, and say, why do you want to pull money from our district? This would take away maybe funding from your FFA program, which, as an educator, I was very proud of you students. Warms my heart. And as an educator, I'm really proud of the teachers that are teaching you. So that's a great, great thing to see. And you got great things going on here. But you're going to lose some of those. You're going to lose some of your funds if you don't pay close to attention to your local representatives and how they're not thinking about this district, but they're thinking about what lines their back pockets and their campaigns. So I would really look into it and take some time. This is our money. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any comments from the board?
Yeah, on that one. Yeah. And Brian, I appreciate that, and I'll look further into it. But my understanding, and I think we talked briefly about this, Mike, when it came to Garden Spot would not be allowed. Our district would not be allowed, from my understanding right now, and I'll look further into it if this is the case. We would not be qualified for that. Like, anybody in our district would not qualify for that because it's the 5% district. As far as where that is. So, like, our district, it would be a rare thing that anybody in our district would even qualify because our school does so well because of our district. So we wouldn't be affected. I'm not saying that I disagree or agree with the bill itself and the actual philosophy of it, but from a district's point of view, we would not be affected, if I'm understanding what we talked about and what I researched on. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, I'll look more.
Correct. No, I appreciate that. Absolutely. Very much so.
I just wanted to make a comment because this is something I'm also very concerned about, so I'm glad you brought it up. I think I've called every senator, House representative, and I'm a parent of children who go to a private school, and I feel very strongly that my tax money should not be going to my children's private school. That is something separate I chose, and I want to keep theirs private, parochial school private. I do not want government funding being channeled to them for many reasons. And I feel like this bill, on top of all of that, which a lot of people don't realize, I think is going to destroy the private schools in this area and many other areas. I think it's going to change what they look like. And I think, I guess, from what I've seen growing up in Lancaster County my whole life, I think the balance of us having extremely good public schools and extremely good private schools makes us both better. I think they're very competitive, and I would hate to see something like this just completely flip what we currently have. So I even as a parent of children who go to a private school, very, very upset about this House bill.
I just had a question for Dr. Larkin, I believe, or Dr. Snopkowski, regarding the second comment about staffing at schools. We had recently adjusted the rate of pay to try to incentivize additional substitutes to come in. Has that seemed to help at all to alleviate that, or is it still an ongoing issue? I know we just did it
recently. It's still an ongoing issue.
Okay. Any other questions from the board or comments? All right. Thank you all for your comments. Moving ahead to the consent agenda, having no modifications to it, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And Dr. Larkin, you have a potential candidate for teacher.
Yes, we do. And Dr. Sanger will get to stand up again and talk. So...
You should have sat in the front row.
Yeah, you should have sat in the front row. Earning but, you know, hey. Okay. And he's going to introduce the candidate.
Awesome.
It is my pleasure this evening to introduce to you Megan. Megan will be joining our ag department. She'll actually be replacing Ashley, who's going into the industry. So Megan is no stranger to Lancaster County. She was in Penn Manor for several years. Made a huge impact there. Then she moved out to Ohio and then came back to Pennsylvania. She's at a neighboring district, but she's going to be joining us in the fall, and our program is not going to speak with Megan joining us, so I'm proud to introduce her here.
Tom?
I maybe you were forewarned. Just give a little background on yourself. Obviously, you said you're from Penn Manor, but any extracurricular activities you're involved in school, any hobbies, any you know, pets or anything you have, and or anything like that, things you enjoy to do on the side?
Sure. Thank you so much. I graduated from Penn State University in 2014 with a degree in agricultural education. Moved to Eastern Pennsylvania. I actually grew up in Western Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, in a rural community. And so I taught at Penn Manor for many years. I actually received my master's from North Carolina online in agricultural education while at Penn Manor. I was very involved with the FFA program there. They also have a very prestigious school, like I heard this evening. And I was involved with grant writing there, as well as the plant science department and agricultural mechanics side of that program. I then took a little bit of time and got married, and it was our plan always to be back in Elverson, where my husband's family lives on a beef farm, and they also grow corn and soybeans and have a sawdust business for livestock bedding. So we were blessed to be able to move back very quickly, actually, way faster than we thought, and so I am excited to join the team and very thankful for this school and what they have already that I'll be joining.
Okay, thank you.
Having a motion and a second and no other comments about the consent agenda, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Welcome officially to Elanco. Moving ahead to the reports. Lancaster County Tax Collection.
We did not have a meeting this month. Our next meeting is June 8th.
Awesome. Thank you. Lancaster, Lebanon, IU 13.
And our meeting is next week, so next month you'll have two reports.
Fantastic. And Lancaster County CTC.
Yeah, so over the last month and a half or so, I was able to visit both Willow Street and tour that facility as well as Brownstown. It was fantastic. You'll see a picture up there of me and Kaylee Dale, who gave wonderful treats in the culinary department They were fantastic. You can gain a lot of weight if you work there because they seriously travel the entire school every day, apparently, with these treats to sell, and it's amazing. She's actually going to be staying there. I know next year is changing programs, but even walking the whole two schools was pretty wild to just see students that I knew from here and kind of how the whole thing works from every department. And yeah, it was just a really fantastic kind of thing. So they're doing a lot, building a lot, and growing a lot, and it is a very unique place across the Commonwealth as far as the RCTC, so we should be very proud of that. So
there you go. And the legislative?
Vote. That would be my big thing today. I don't want to get bogged down with all the other ins and outs of legislative, but I would say tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, if you're 18 and over, go vote. That is our right. That's why we're here. That's where our right to do it. So go vote.
One thing, I guess, you said that was was that at Mount Joy, the culinary?
Brownstown.
Okay, because yeah. I know, it might be 15 years ago, that the board went to the one at Mount Joy for dinner.
Yeah.
And that was a very good, and maybe that's something to keep in. Do they still do that?
They do, yeah, every time we have a meeting
maybe
there.
As we're on an agriculture theme tonight, maybe we'll plant a seed.
There you go.
To do that. And what you said about voting, absolutely. You know, so often I've been involved in politics for a long time. And so often the thing you heard was, well, we have no choices. Well, there's no shortage of choices for both parties this time, whether you're Democrat or Republican. There's plenty of choices in this primary. So, like you said, I can't go out and vote. There's men and women that paid the price for that right.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. Moving on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. The month of May historically is a very busy time celebrating our learners and their accomplishments from the year, and this May is really no different. In addition to what we have for some alternate schedules for state testing and other things going on, there are a variety of very exciting things I'd like to share with the board. Across our elementary schools, our learners have showcased their musical talents to our community through multiple performances hosted here at Garden Spot High School, bringing our learners together from across three elementary school buildings to perform, and perform as well as they have is really not an easy task. And I'd like to thank our teachers, our parents, and most importantly, our learners for the time and effort that have gone into such a wonderful concert season. Watching and listening to the efforts, especially of our younger students, was a wonderful prelude to the high-quality performances that were shared by our performance groups here at the high school earlier this week. Performing arts are a wonderful way for us to see how our students are learning and growing and developing, and they're learning many wonderful lessons about practice and perseverance. And I think we know that those same components will help them be successful in everything that they attempt to do in their futures. Beyond our musical talents, our students have also been able to showcase their artwork at our elementary schools. Blue Ball had their art festival earlier this month, and Brecknock and New Holland will do so later this week. Another group of learners who are showcasing their talents outside of our classrooms are those representing Garden Spot High School through interscholastic athletics. This spring has been one of significant success for many of our teams as well as individual athletes. Our team's success this year is highlighted by our boys volleyball team earning a top four seed in the District 3 playoffs, as well as our girls lacrosse team who set program records for wins and qualifying for the first time for the District 3 playoffs. In addition to those team events and team accomplishments, individual accolades have been earned, with Brenna Kelly winning the 100-meter hurdles for the second consecutive year this past weekend at the Lancaster-Lebanon meet. She was one of seven Garden Spot High School medal winners from our track team, and we will have five athletes continuing their seasons this coming weekend at the District 3 meet. Additionally, on May 24th, we will have the opportunity to celebrate 16 Garden Spot seniors who will be continuing their athletic careers after graduation when they commit to playing a variety of sports at the collegiate level. Among our most highly anticipated events during the month of May is the Relay for Life, which is being organized by teachers and learners from Garden Spot High School, and it will be shared with our district through a variety of events that are happening, beginning this week with Special Spirit Days, which will culminate next Tuesday with the Relay for Life. Participating in this event will raise money for the research, treatment, and prevention of cancer, and is a wonderful example of the service and support that the Elanco community gets from our school, as well as shares beyond our borders nationally. As another example of service to our community, Garden Spot Middle School learners recently donated 21 handmade blankets for children. These blankets are going to be used by children in hospitals and community centers to stay warm, physically, and hopefully emotionally, as they experience health care or other significant needs in the immediate future. At New Holland Elementary, thanks to a grant from the Spartan Foundation, the New Holland Courtyard has been transformed into a foodscape and pollinator garden. This has been done by Mrs. Spence's fourth grade learners. They learned about the importance of supporting biodiversity and pollinator species in our environment during the winter, and the learners have researched native plants and edibles and designed a garden in the courtyard. I think it goes wonderfully with the themes we heard tonight from FFA. So thank you very much to the Spartan Foundation for supporting the program as well as others throughout the district. This past weekend, Garden Spot juniors and seniors celebrated prom with over 350 attendees who enjoyed the first fully in-person and traditional prom in 3 years. Between now and the end of the school year, there will be numerous award ceremonies, celebrations, and banquets put on by multiple groups and classes of our learners. This all points towards what would be the biggest event of our year, the high school commencement, where we will honor the graduates of the class of 2022. This year's ceremonies will once again be hosted here on campus on June 8th and will begin at 6:30 p.m. And finally, with all that I've just described of the events, none of that would be possible without the direct and indirect support of every one of our teaching professionals and staff members across our schools and offices. With May being Teacher Appreciation Month, I want to extend my thanks and respect to each and everyone in the Elanco School District who works to provide the best possible environment and experiences for the learners whom we are entrusted with each day. The work that you do is at the core of our mission and goes well beyond any specific lesson or task that you may design. I would like to commend our teachers for the building of their relationships and unlocking the potential of the children they serve each and every day. You are wonderful, and I very much appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments for the superintendent from the board? All right. No announcements, more of a curiosity question for the superintendent. In regards to a situation that happened at another school district here in Lancaster recently, what is our policy or procedure around guests coming into the building, whether it be for in-class activities or after-school activities? Can you just inform the board?
Sure. So there's a policy in place. It's policy number 907. And that policy indicates that any school visitors would need to go through certain processing in the main office. In the policy, it speaks to our principals being aware of visitors who may be brought into the buildings. And the way that it's written, it would cover not only things happening during the day, but also at the conclusion of the day.
Great. Thank you. Any other announcements from the board?
Just want to say, with graduation coming up on June 8th, I advocate that, always advocate this, that as many board members as possible come to graduation. I always felt it's sort of a culmination of what we've seen these students through the 13 years they've been under our guidance from what we've done. And if you're all free that night, that's definitely a good night to be out.
Agreed. Hearing no other announcements, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Motion adjourned, or meeting adjourned. Thank you. Considering.